the players have to fit that system. I think the wing backs are vital in that one. I think they have, their energy has to be above and beyond, but they are. Jason and Joe, we've got two probably the fittest lads in the league, and that's important. We've tried it in the past and it's not quite worked out. The personnel have to fit the system, and that's key. If you can keep all your players, all your main players fit, and you've got good competition for places, then you get good performances from that, and that's not rocket science. It's we've got players fit at the moment, so that turns into more points.
And Joe Edwards has played two or three different roles, hasn't he, this season? And you put him at left wing back and he seems to have adapted to that really well.
Yeah, he enjoys it. He calls himself Mr. Versatility, doesn't he? And I was always that as well. I think you just want to play, don't you? A footballer just wants to know if they're playing or not, and he'll play anywhere because his attitude's right. That's the key. He applies himself that way in training. Doesn't matter where he is on the pitch, he'll still defend for his life. But he also loves getting into the final third and getting goals, and he's done that throughout his career. He scored a few goals for where he's played. He played an attacking midfielder as well when he was at Colchester for a bit, and at times at Yeovil. So. We know he can do it, but he shows a calm head in the box, which is surprising for a defensive player.
Now, I presume your preparation is going to be the same, albeit you're playing Bury, who are now a team in the lower echelons of the table, but your prep will be exactly the same as it would be for a team top of the league.
Yeah, we've been concentrating on us. We did the analysis on Bury yesterday because we're changing the weekly schedule this week, but again, we've shown clips where we've done things right, and I think that's key. It's building confidence and keeping that momentum going into the weekend. But that's a tough game. They've got a striker in Vaughan who's in a rich vein of form, and I think it's six in two games, and Pope's a handful. They've got a lot of players. They've brought other players in as well. I think Pennant's just come in, hasn't he, as well? So they've got a squad of about 36 first-team players, and I know Brassy really well. He's Neil Cutler's friend, so I know he'll be doing all he can to try and get inside the club and understand what we're doing and how we can try and just nullify our threat a little bit. But he's the home team. He's expected to come and entertain, and we can go in there and frustrate. And we know, and I think he knows as well, we've got some dangerous players, and I think we're quite confident going into this weekend that we can perform again.
They had that big win over Peterborough, but that's their only win, I think, in 22 games. So you can expose that fragility, can't you, at the weekend?
Yeah, you can, but that type of win builds confidence, doesn't it? I think when you have a significant win like that, it does actually build confidence. So you can see that they've gone into that Port Vale as well. We were watching that last week. They did well against Port Vale as well. So they're a threat. They've got players who can hurt you if you switch off. It's important we concentrate and take them on the form of their last two games, because they'll be doing the same with us. The form over our last two games, we're both two of the informed teams in the league. So it's important we don't look to in the past, because the team's changed now. And Brassy's taking time, but you can see he's stamping his authority on their team. So it'll be a tough, tough game, but hopefully it will be for them as well.